Well, Grabban's got 21 goals, and if he has a good last two games, he could be 23, 24 goals, which is fantastic for that level. But, you know, Crawley Town bid from when I was the manager, because we'd seen a real gifted boy that could do the most magical things, and we never hit it. We thought he perhaps had to work harder, but I think people's recognised that. You know, one or two clubs bid at the same time as Crawley bid. They've come back in. Crawley's not one of the clubs, but they've come back in, and they've been speaking to the chief executive, and I've had to get involved in the last 24 hours, but we'll see where that goes on Monday week. But Lewis Grabban's a very good footballer, and we want good footballers to be here.
So just to clarify, you've had a couple of bids from League One, is that right?
Yeah, well, there's been one definite bid from a League One club, one from a League Two club that's about to be a League One club, and a club that's just a third bid that's verbal, but I'm told it'll be made in writing a week on Monday for another club in League One. So, but we'll see. There's all right saying you're going to make it in writing. There's a difference doing it. But it doesn't mean that because we've had bids that the boys are going to go, as we know Crawley bid, and you know it was never accepted by the chairman and the board. So, but you know Lewis is a gifted boy. He's got fantastic ability, and you know we'll obviously sit down and the board will make a decision on whether these offers are likely ever to be accepted. And if they are, I'll talk to Lewis, but at this stage he doesn't have a say in it.
How difficult is it going to be to keep a player like that? I mean, it's been said all through the season, really, from this club, that if you keep performing well, you're probably going to get a move into League One or the Championship in the summer. I mean, that was quite a universal stance for the most part. So is it inevitable that he is going to leave?
No. We'll sign some Championship clubs, some Championship players here in the summer to come and play in League Two. You know, we're going to have something quite special happening here, as other clubs will. But, you know, if you're young and you want to make your way in the game and you want the rewards personally that come with that, more money, and you drive a better car and you might move house and stuff like that, then perhaps sometimes you shouldn't stand in the way. You know, Crawley Town never stood in the way of Tyrone Barnett and Matt Tubbs because the rewards were great. They could pay off the mortgages and various things they've been able to do. But it's not always about that. It has to be first and foremost right for the football club. And it also has to be right for the player. So there's a whole lot of factors has to happen before that decision could be made.
Have you spoken to the player yet about this?
No, there's no need to, is there? You know, club's bidding. You know, it doesn't mean that if I'd have spoken to, for example, Tubbs and Barnett every time a club bid, I'd have been, well, I probably did speak to them when I spoke to the wife, but I certainly would have been. You know, it's not about that until such times as Tony or Richard Stewart tell me that there is an offer being made, and as far as the board are concerned, it would meet the requirements of the board of directors. There's no point in me sitting down with Grabs. And if I did, you know, and Grabs has got a big part to play here, and I get that feeling, I'll be convincing him not to go, won't I?
How much do you think he's worth?
Oh, in today's market, he's certainly worth, I don't know, $300,000-$400,000, easy of anybody's money. But it's not about the money here, is it? You know, Crawley Town were well in excess of $200,000 for Lewis, and it was turned down. So it's not always about the money; it just has to be right for the club. And obviously, if ever was accepted here, the chairman's assured me I'd get the funds anyway. So it's how can we replace some Dalek Grabs?
And we know that you're a fan because of the Crawley bids. But I mean, how much would you like to be able to build around a guy like Lewis Grabban? Do you see it as it would be quite important to keep him for next year?
Yeah, I think it is. It would be good if we can keep him. You have to measure up keeping him versus what you could perhaps do with the funds, as we did with Tyrone Barnett and Matt Tubbs back at Crawley. You know, they went out and signed Billy Clark and Gary Alexander. Some would argue they've signed better. I wouldn't necessarily say that, and I signed them, but some would argue that. You know, Alexander's outstanding. You have to look at what value would be there. But it's important we keep our best players. We're moving into the best stadium outside the top clubs in the Championship. It's the best, not one of them, it's the best. And all the facilities with the training ground, etc., come with it. So we're a club that players should want to be playing the trade at.
That League One club that's been, it's not one of the Sheffield ones, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. I know Dave Jones and Danny Wilson particularly well, but it's not, to be fair to them. So we're not going to create a falseness in this. It's other clubs.